This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Well, you're going to be diving into the mind of the former fifth-team All-State defensive tackle.
The showman.
I don't know if they
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know if they had five teams.
Yeah. State champion, run the show, Hughley.
15th all, 15 all state, baby. They got five teams?
Yeah, suckers.
No, Clint's out today. Luke's in the building. Tyler's in the building as well. Fellas, through the first 2 hours, we only got one. Please talk sports, guys. Progress. I want to say, sir or ma'am, I'm real close to really having a full-out discussion on what has happened to White Lotus. All right, season 3 of White Lotus. I'm almost fully into...
I haven't gotten into it. The new one, the new season.
I tried, man. Episode 1, and I love White Lotus. I like the first 2 seasons. It's...
I hate to hear that, damn it.
It's and they've got Baby Billy in it.
Right, yeah.
I just... So, hey, wait, don't... Try
Go
me.
Outside, nerd.
We'll roll into it now. Yeah, outside, nerd.
First two seasons were slow burns for me. I thought they both started slow.
Yeah, you're right, and I'm hoping for that. Listen, when I said I watched the first episode, and I've only got 3 out right now. I watched the first episode. This is really pissing that guy off. I fell asleep like 3 times.
Oh no!
Like I've dozed off and had to come back and rewind it a couple of times.
Damn. Yeah.
Like me reading a book.
Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, and then they try to jar you with showing you the guy's ass and his tip. Like, so, I mean, that's not always great. But, I mean, but like, it's a slow one. It's a slow one. Yeah, I don't know, man. But they could pick it up. They may lose me after. If this thing don't pick it up, if it don't get good, they may lose me. I just keep rolling over to paradise. But I digress. Dirty's Daily. Hey, man, Luke, I ain't gonna lie to you, Tyler. The Rockets are making me nervous.
Shoot, I think they're making me nervous, too.
Listen, I know they won yesterday. I was sitting there watching that game.
Knicks is all nervous.
And they came on in the second half. And I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm like, they are not about to lose to the Pelicans right now, are they? They are not about to lose to the Pelicans. And I'm like, yeah, they are losing at the half right now. They are not about to lose to the damn Pelicans right now. They won. They had a big third quarter, and their defense really finally kind of started to show up after the first quarter. I mean, they allowed 15 points in the third quarter. That will do it in. But even with that, It was a big win because, again, the Warriors are on the hunt, and the Warriors won again late against Brooklyn. They're just now three games back, and somehow, again, I didn't know he still had it in him, but James Harden can go for 50 again still in life at 35, and the Clippers are not far behind him. So they, you know, they've got to start winning. Like, I mean, it feels like the Warriors have picked up, you know, about four or five games, it feels like, over the last couple of weeks. But just watching them play, Luke, they just – they look like a team that has three good working tires. And they are trying to get to the finish line with three tires. And it is just – even in the win, it is a tough – like something just feels off.
Absolutely. That was what was discouraging last night. Was like, yeah, they won, but how great do you even feel about that win coming right? away from it?
Yeah,
you wanted to see him come out and set the tone early and bring it to the Pelicans. And
they gave up 34 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, I thought they were going to lose, and you know they pull out a win. It's like, well, great, it's the Pelicans. But yeah, that's most important. You had to make sure you won that game. At least they did, and now they get the Pelicans again this weekend at home, and you got to win that one too. But absolutely. I mean, you know, Udoka called out the effort earlier this week and called out the essentially the starters.
And that's the problem, Luke. Udoka, like it's like when you are a coach and you have to hit them with a, hey man, they are soft, you know, or they're like their effort's down, or this isn't what we are built on. This isn't our identity. We had to do that. Bro, when you got to do it like six or seven times in about a month period, like if you keep coming back to it, then it's not just a ploy to call my team out. Now it's like there's some disconnect somewhere, and the inconsistency is growing even more, and especially defensively. Like from now, again, in the second, third, fourth quarter, their defense improved against the Pelicans last night. But just you watch this team, it's not a good sign when the coach has to continue to call you out for your softness or any of this.
Oh, just, no! We suck again!
Well, at least they won. It is a rough field.
Yeah.
Ocho, they look and feel like the Houston Cougars after a win. Same damn discouraging wins. I don't get that, because to me, like Houston, the Cougars, that feels like their identity. Like
no it's
like I don't come away from Houston games and feel like defensively they've lost it, or they like on the boards or offensive rebounds they've lost it. The Rockets just it's just I don't know, man. It just don't look right. Again, as you said, they broke the three game slide, and that's the most important thing that they needed to do. But they've got to pick this thing up.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, the comparison to the Houston Cougars, I agree with you, that's the style, but also Houston's 26-4, you know, so like if the Rockets were winning at that same clip, yeah, you'd say like, it's not pretty, but hey, you know, it's working for them. Whereas yeah,
the Cougs, they don't ever win pretty.
Yeah, but you know, they're the number three team in the country. If the Rockets were still the two seed, it's like, this is just their style. This is what is how they win. Oh. But they haven't been winning enough. And I think there's a few things that play with the whole effort thing. I mean, I think being young is part of it. I think not having a star is part of it. It's kind of a team of role players, and there's always the reason why they're not stars a lot of times, these guys, is because of that inconsistency. And then I also think the injuries with all the different changes to the lineup has also helped. So that's not to excuse the lack of effort at times or Ime having to call out this roster throughout the year, but I think if you had to try to pinpoint why that's the case or why there is this disconnect, I think those are some of the things that are at play with the way this team is constructed. They need that star, they need that leader, and maybe some sort of veteran experience other than, you know, Dylan Brooks right now, and some consistency in that lineup to be able to provide that effort, that style that they're looking for.
Coming here on the text line, a few people rolling through. I'm the biggest Rockets fan there is, but I'm with you, Show. They do have a favorable schedule moving forward, and they do that. I don't think they're about to collapse themselves out of the playoffs. I think they have, the way they have played here of late, they've put the play-in on the table.
Yes.
I think they have done that with Golden State, Minnesota, and the Clippers starting to kind of come play better basketball than they're playing. Mm-hmm. I heard Kenny Smith on TNT, and the Kenny Smith I'm talking about, the guy with the worst bow-legged knees I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, it's getting worse.
Poor guy, don't do that to him.
I don't want to do it to him, but it's getting worse. And one of the greatest bits in television is that race to the to the wall, and I don't want to see them do it anymore. And Shaq's an a-hole. He knows he could just take advantage of those knees are like...
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I don't mean to get here, but like when I watch him, and he's a Houston legend, kind of. When I watch him, like his slacks and his pants, it's like they're just seeing through him, and it's just, it's... God, man, yeah. I'm, you know, and I'm praying for him, but
it's those a walking knees, triangle man, down
not
there.
Looking much like a jet, right?
I'm just telling you, like, when did that start to kick in? I don't remember him with the rock. He was in the slam dunk contest. A great dunker.
Yeah. And I think he had knee issues later in life.
Like, he looks like if he had to come off the screen, he'd fall like me. Like, I don't know. Anyway, he did have a great, great quote. He said, at this time of year, when you get to this area of March, you have two things. You have teams that are getting ready to kind of roll this thing on into Cancun. Mm-hmm. And then you have teams that are kicking it into gear.
Yeah.
Right? Around this time, kicking it into gear, kicking it into, all right, this is, let's get a burst going here and really get ourselves ready and prepared for playoff.
Let's go, Rockets.
And you would think, as Martin Maldonado was talking, you would think that the Rockets are trying to kick it into gear. And right now, they look like they are just holding on.
For sure. Yeah, they're trending in the wrong direction. I think part of it is just a team and a group of guys that haven't been here before, you know, that haven't been that battle-tested in these playoff races like a Warriors or the Lakers and these veterans and all these other teams in the West coming down the stretch. But it's not good. They have the ninth easiest schedule the rest of the season. So to your point, you know, here's a chance to turn it around. And in regards to Kenny Smith, by the way, we had a kid in college who had two different size feet, and he would try to play basketball, and whenever he tried to run, he would just topple over.
Like Whitey on Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah. Bad, man, it's like, you know how some gentlemen look at ladies with
hungry eyes?
Great sweater puppies.
Ooh, yeah.
My eyes go right to his knees.
It's true.
Like if I were to talk to Kenny Smith, it'd be like that. And I just feel so disrespectful because I'm just looking at his knees, man. It is. He's like double D's get me every time. I can't imagine. I did not say that. I can't imagine.
Double knees.
I can't imagine what it's like getting out of bed for him, man. God, dog, he's unfolding that chair. But to the point, they play the Pelicans again, the Magic, who are kind of falling apart. Yeah. The Suns, that's a kind of a wild card, weird team. But they're not in the postseason. They're in the 11th spot. The Mavericks are in a flat free fall as none of their players are playing. The Bulls, the Sixers, and the same thing as them, and then they get the Magic and the Heat. So, yeah, it is favorable. Yeah. They get all of that until they play the Nuggets on the 23rd of February.
Yeah.
And then even after that, it's the Hawks and the Jazz. So they have a schedule where they'd be all right. Stop it. Kenny Smith can use the Forrest Gump braces. Guys, that's on me. That's pure poor leadership. I started that.
Well, you never seen a boy with braces on his legs before?
I legit feel bad for him. Man, I can't. It like in the last 12 years, it has turned, man. It has turned in, like, no pun intended.
At least it's at this age, though. I mean, don't feel too bad for him. That's how I feel every day, and I'm a lot younger.
He also is dating, like, a, you know, 22-year-old Instagram model or something, so it's working just fine for him.
He better be massaging those things or something, man. That's, God, dog.
Take care of him.
I just, man, shout out to them knees, man.
I got the California King just so she could fit in the bed with him, you know, the legs just... Take up so much of the width.
That leg. Man, what'd you say? He just sleeps and looks like an ACL tear. Like, he sleeps and it's like, are your legs? Are these supposed to go that way? All right. There you go. Yeah, Luke's a sniper right there. Came in there and took the shot. The Cleveland Browns, speaking of restructuring money, they have restructured Deshaun's contract for the second time in the offseason to create more cap space. But the story coming out today is Jim Haslett, the owner Or I guess, I'm sorry, he likes to go by Jimmy. Jimmy Haslett, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. As we know, weeks ago, Myles Garrett made and made it very public, had the statement requesting to be traded. Wanting out after being there 7-8 years, understanding the direction where they're going. I remember his line was, I never intended to go from Cleveland to Canton, meaning like I want to win. I want to have a chance to win big, and he wants to move on. And where they are right now, and I'll give them, they have tried. They tried the Deshaun stuff. They tried with Baker. They have tried in the time, but they're in a different direction. And I completely understand where it is. Now, their stance has been they're not going to trade him. Myles Garrett requested to have a meeting with the owner, Jim Haslett. And in response, Jim Haslett basically went fingers in his ear and said, "La la 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 la."
And they say no.
Refuse the request.
What the hell, man?
What is wrong with you?
You are the owner. What is wrong with you?
Like, never? Like, are you going on vacation and you can't get... No, man. Hey, Miles wanted to put in his secretary because Myles Garrett wanted to put in and try to maybe get a meeting. You guys could talk. No, nope.
Probably one of the most model players both on and off the field for your organization. And you're doing this.
My man said, nope. Like, I just don't want to hear it. Like, we're not trading him. What do you? I don't need to meet with you. I don't need to meet with you. We're not trading you. Like, he can't get a meeting.
It's a busy month for me, man. I got a lot of meetings. Off the circle back.
Like, we can't sit down and talk about how we going to handle this. Like, this is the Cleveland Browns. My man said no. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you should at least take the meeting. At least have the decency to sit down with the guy and explain your thought process or where you're coming from. It.
Andrew Berry has to be like, come on. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, like if you don't like that what's being said in the meeting, you can, I mean, at that point, you're the owner. You can cuss him out, do whatever the hell you want, but don't be a freaking little kid and avoiding it. And like you were saying, la, 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 no, 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 can't do it, can't do it, can't. Come on, bro.
You're so kiddish. Like, because I. Now that I'm looking at this, I didn't think this was going to happen. Dude, they look like they are crazy enough, like the Ford family, to just to go and Detroit Lion this thing with Barry Sanders. Did they do it to
Calvin Johnson?
Did they really leave him, or did he go ahead and retire? I know Barry, they said, well, Barry, hell, you either playing for the Lions or you retiring.
I think there was some of that with Johnson, too.
I think the Browns, obviously their owner won't even take a sit-down meeting, won't even honor a request for a meeting. This is, as Champ Slice said on YouTube and Twitch, this is why they're the Browns.
Yeah, right. That's why he's such a lousy owner.
You think Deshaun could get a meeting? You think if like Deshaun tried to put on a calendar? That's what Miles should do. Hey, Deshaun, go see if you can get a meeting. And then Deshaun, he says, sure. But it's really Miles coming in for the meeting.
Jimmy's got to like sneak out the back door now at the facility just to make sure he doesn't get caught.
Bring it a shot. And it's really Miles. What in the hell, man? I just want to know what that was like. Hey, Miles wants to get you. Nope. Send his ass on. Not doing it. All right, coming up. I almost did something today. In a meeting that would have made at least half of our listeners in their own mind extremely excited. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tyler, I put myself in one of those positions.
I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what this is about because I wasn't in that meeting today.
Yeah, we had a meeting today, so... Like, I don't think I would have gotten fired, but I don't think it would have been a great look.
Hold on, so.
Maybe it could have been. It could have had a very insensitive feel. You may not be familiar, Luke, but Tyler is very familiar and many in the audience. I have a, I don't know if it's a tick or a prop. It's an issue. That once I see tears, or like crying or emotions.
Just any intense emotion in the sadness range.
It's really tears. It's when the tears and crying or like really like the voice when you start to hear it crack. And it's like, I don't know why I start to laugh. I cannot control it. As I've told the audience, it's happened at funerals. It's happened at just really just bad times.
It's like Claire Dunphy.
Like, and I do. I try to get out of the way or out in front or move or whatever. Well, we had a meeting today, and thank God B. Scott saved me. We had a meeting today, and I think it got a little emotional with the boss. And, you know, her voice was starting to quiver a little bit. And I saw the tears coming, and immediately, my face just lit up, smiles, and I felt like I was in a very like corner of the eye visual, and thank God Almighty, Brandon Scott was sitting in front of me, and I just like Homer Simpson my way back into the bushes, and just slid myself behind his head, and just tried to cover. And I could not. And I got my face covered. I went in and I don't think anybody saw it. I pulled it together. I don't think anyone saw it, but I was like, oh my God, if she sees me just start rolling, this is not a good look. And it could mean so many, but it is not on purpose. Someone just texted, you're just a true a-hole. I think it really does come off very a-hole-ish. I'm not trying to. I can't. Honest to God, I cannot help it. I'm not going to say I've done intense therapy or anything to try to fix this, but I can't. As soon as it started, I was just that's where I went, and I tried to slide back, and I just covered up. But, whew, I just imagine if she saw me. If she happened to look over there, what is this ass doing?
Yeah, it's that Schadenfreude.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think I've heard somebody say that.
Well, it's a little different because I think that's where you actually do take joy or pleasure from other people's pain and misfortune.
I don't take the joy and the pleasure. It just comes over me. And it was a close one.
What's the worst situation you got yourself into because of that? You mentioned it's happened at funerals before?
It's a good question.
Yeah. There was a funeral one, and Courtney just hammered me and was like, just hit me. I think somebody was at a retirement thing.
Uh-huh.
And somebody really went into it, and I just couldn't hold it. Like, I think that one, I'm just laughing, and they're right in line sight. That one happened. I don't even want to tell the worst one. You know, I used to work with at-risk youth, and I think I remember, like, this is terrible. Like, you know, parents and stuff embracing and about to leave, and I don't know. It came over me like they're crying, Luke, and they're well, you know, you'll be all right. We'll see you. And it just comes over me, and you know, and at that moment, Tyler, I have to turn away and walk off. But I know it's not. Genuinely, I feel bad for the kid because the kid's in there and he's about to be in there for a few days and without his parent, and he was really. But both of them are, and it's like when noises come about and this. And all of that.
Yeah. The really lip quiver.
And it just immediately my mouth, my face just
well,
goes.
Well, here's the good news. You shouldn't and you don't have to feel too damn bad because I've heard of this before I ever even met you. It's something that's semi-common amongst folks. And I don't know. I'm no psychologist, so I don't know what goes into it. But I've heard of this happening with other people before, and it's just their unnatural but natural reaction to tough emotional situations like that.
It's something like it would happen in our goals group when kids would tell us their stories all the time, and they make
Yeah, I was gonna say
it make it emotional, and I would immediately like I've got this the face cover real quick. I got that.
It's a shame you can never work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I think you should carry a handkerchief around around with you at all times, because sometimes you can't differentiate laughing from crying. So yeah, you could cover your face with the handkerchief and make it seem like you're crying at the funeral instead of just, you know, laughing into a napkin.
He said you can't. But what are that's a good one. What are other things that that would be bad? I can't make a wish for kids.
That would be awful. The kid's telling his sob story and you're just there cracking up in front of him. Oh my gosh. He just wanted to meet his favorite radio personality and you're laughing in his face.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Funerals, yes, that is you know, giving the eulogy for people that may start getting emotional. That's a rough one. No, I'm not proud of it. Again, I'm glad she completely missed me. But it was touch and go there for a second.
On the flip side, what about your emotions where instead of, like, do you get into a situation where instead of you crying, you laugh instead?
No, I'm a hard crier.
It's not like that.
Yeah, I'm an ugly crier. Yeah, I'm a shoulders, like a lot of snot, a lot of tears. Yeah, and for me, I don't mind when people, like when I've told the story, when my wife walked down the aisle, I couldn't control it. I just lost it. Everybody laughed at me because, at least all my close friends, because they know, like, you do your thing. Yeah. Yeah, thank goodness I wasn't caught. Some of you I know wish that I was caught, maybe thinking I should take care of his ass. But no, thank goodness I wasn't caught. All right, let's talk a little Cam Smith. Cam Smith, who is taking over Astros spring training. Right now, would he be on your opening day roster? Would he be on your opening? He's hitting over 600. Would he be on your opening day roster? We'll get there coming up next.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I want to get to Cam Smith, but the Astros apparently utilized the pitch clock with Lance McCullers in his live BP today to get him used to the tempo. McCullers had...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go on.
McCullers hasn't pitched since the pitch clock came into the game.
Good Lord! I knew it had been a long time, but that really hits home.
How long are we multiple years with the pitch clock?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are multiple.
Bury me in the H.
Damn, Lance, he never pitched to the pitch clock.
I saw that and I was like, holy crap. Dude, has been gone so long.
So the last time Lance pitched, you could just have as many mound visits as you wanted, and the bases were smaller.
Different times, crazy.
Damn, man, he's been gone that long.
That is nuts.
Damn.
Yeah. I think White Lotus had just come out the last time he pitched.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, Lance. I think I know where Luke is. Luke is, I think, with Lance, where I am with Forrest Whitley. Lance, I'm a believer. I'm a believer, like, that this year that Lance is actually going to step on the mound and really.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be an addition. I think this is the year that Lance finally gets back. Hell, he's had enough time and surgeries, but I think this is, I heard him. They said he got to 95 last week.
Ooh, that's nice.
Like, I was like, uh-oh, okay.
Yeah, but I believe the words you used when you were talking to me last week is you were like, hey, I'm all in.
I am. All in on Lance being back this year.
I like that out of you.
Because, I mean, if Lance is, and this is a huge if, I think I said this the last time we were on it, like, Lance could be a real odd wild card for this team.
It feels huge.
If he's Lance, and if he's back now, you know, we'll see what happens on it. Someone said put some money on it. Nah, man, why y'all trying to put money on it, man? I'm just trying to enjoy myself and have a good time. Okay?
That's not one you throw some cash on.
Nah, man, I ain't put no money. Hell, I won't.
We all want what you're saying, but that is not one you throw money on.
I didn't put money on Jabari Smith getting 2 threes last night. I'm not putting money on Lance. But I just got a good feeling. Like, I'm just saying, for me, the last couple of years, when it's been Lance, all right, here we go. Lance is he's with the hooks, or Lance is he's gearing up, or Lance has a bullpen session.
He's throwing off flat ground.
You're right. He's throwing on flat ground. He's playing convicted catch, as the captain Joe Espada said once.
As opposed to tossing it around without any conviction at all.
I actually believe it this time. Luke clearly doesn't, but I actually...
Luke's eyebrows just shot way up his head.
Did someone text in exactly? No, shut up! All right, I wouldn't put money on anybody that much. And no, I'm not betting my hair or my eyebrows, and I already shave my armpits normally. I'm not any of that. I don't need to do any of that. I just... You don't feel different about Lance this year. Is that like... You don't feel like I'm talking about in terms of his ability to actually get on the field and help the team. You don't feel differently about Lance right now?
I feel more optimistic now than I have in the past, sure. But still, I think there's a long way to go.
That whole sure, the way you slide that in, like that is just, I feel good about it, sure. I mean, like that sure feels like now you're about to just, you know, take him out at the knees. But
yeah, because he hasn't pitched in 2.5 years. I don't know if there's ever been another case of a pitcher missing 2.5 years and then coming back and being serviceable, let alone, like, you know, really good for a team. I just don't know what the expectation should be. And I say this all the time, but I subscribe to the Polar Express theory of having to see it to believe in it. So all these reports are great, but I want to see him actually pitch, like, in a game and face actual big league hitters and see if you could get anything from him this year. It's great that he's throwing off of flat ground. He hit 95 once or twice in a bullpen with just him and a catcher.
He faced Christian Walker last week.
The same guy who's out with an injury now.
But he went out then.
They probably told him, don't swing the bat. You got a lat strain. You just
struck him out on 7 pitches.
I don't want you to get hurt. Just stand in the box so he can throw at you.
Listen, I'm not going to say that it is not fair for you or this person who texted in hell no, or this person that texted in Ron, even when healthy, McCullers would labor and nitpick his way through 3 innings on 90 pitches, taking 5 minutes per pitch. Annoying. Well, Ocho, he can't take 5 minutes per pitch anymore because he's got the pitch clock. That will be funny if he comes out the first time and bam, he gets hit with multiple pitch clock violations out there.
It's going to be quite the adjustment.
Like, guys, come on. I expect him to get hurt in 2 months. Guys, stop it.
That ain't right.
I believe in Lance. I do. I believe he is. Where are you? If I say over under, what is it? Let me get it. June 1st. You taking him to play, to get in the big leagues and pitch for the Astros before June 1st or after?
Oh, I'm going before. Hey, all these reports have me really optimistic in all seriousness. Like,
I mean,
even before
2025, June 1st.
Yeah. That's what makes, yeah. Like, I feel like every report and update we've gotten from these insiders over the last month and a half, I mean, it's always, it doesn't feel like fluff kind of reporting optimism. It feels like the facts they're reporting on where he is with his rehab is really, really good news. So I would say before.
I do too. I would. You think he beats Cam Smith to the majors?
God. That's a good question. That's an interesting ass question.
Does he beat Cam?
Very interesting to ponder on that one.
Do you think it's even seriously considerable that Cam Smith is on the roster to start the season?
Very little. I think there's a very little chance to start the season. I think we'll see him this year. I think we might see him, you know.
Oh, I definitely think that.
I think maybe fairly soon. But to start the year, I think that's a stretch.
Now, I don't think he's there to start. And I don't even know if that's the best thing. We talked about it a bit earlier. Like, you got to take the spring training with a grain of salt. Now, listen, it's tough. I mean, you get somebody in here who just keeps hitting the ball out of the ballpark, you know, hitting over 630, on base percentage over 700, OPS over 1300. Like, you start, but I think you got to understand, like, one, how many 1 through 5 starters in a rotation is he facing? How many 7, 8, 9 inning guys out of a bullpen is he facing? How many of them are they facing him trying to attack him to get him out? Or are they trying to just work on their fastball command or their whatever? So I think you got to take it with a grain of salt. But no, and you want to take your time with him regardless. So I don't think that is the case. But he definitely will be up, I would imagine.
He should. I would give him a couple months down in AA, and if he keeps, you know, hitting the cover off the ball, then he forces your hand. You got to bring him up. And I think it actually works well for the lineup, too, if he could be your everyday third baseman and you slide.
Well, they lack power. We talked about this yesterday. They only got 2 guys on the team last year that hit over 20 home runs.
Yeah, but they had some depth in terms. They might not have had that big bopper, but they had the home runs spread out. Like, I think the Astros last year, I think, were like 10th in home runs, you know, so it's not like they were in the bottom of the league.
Yeah, no, they've lost Tucker and Bregman.
True, but I think Walker and Paredes should, knock on wood, should be able to replace that home run production.
Maybe, We'll see.
I would hope so.
Brady's was under 20 last year, but
But I think he plays well in this ballpark.
Absolutely. You know,
if he played all of his games at what was Minute Maid last year, he would have had 40 homers. Now he only's going to play half his games there, so you know, so maybe he gets to 25 this year since he was at 19 a year ago. But anyways. Also, I think the other question, too, with Cam Smith, and I'm higher on the Astros than I think some people. I think maybe it was Sean Bajani I was hosting with, and you know, I forecasted more wins than even he had for the Astros this year.
What? Oh, wow.
I think it was, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Sorry, Sean, if it wasn't. But my point being, you know, like, what are reasonable expectations this year? Do you think the Astros will actually be a team that can compete for a World Series? And if the answer is like, no, it could be a playoff team. Maybe they'll win high 80s. Then, like, what's the point in rushing Cam Smith? If you think he's the difference maker of, like, hey, this is the guy that's keeping us from going and winning the AL, then sure, right? Try to bring him up as soon as he can. Otherwise,
yeah, that's
why
not my,
rush
my
him?
My expectation right now is the division.
Division?
Is to really compete and probably be right there to win the division. That's my expectations. Like the past years that every year I've been here, it's been win a championship.
Yeah, of course.
Like compete with the Yankees or the Reds or the Orioles, who've been really good, or the Guardians or whatever. It's mm-hmm. been that. I don't have the same feel for this team. You got Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
And Jose Altuve as your starting outfield. So
I screwed it up.
That's a bit of a difference. So, but I do think they should be able to compete in the West. There's no, agreed. There's no the Sacramento A's and the rest of them. There's no, juggernaut in the AL West. So I think that's at least my expectation. Jesus, Nico Harrison, good God,
dude.
The Mavs have another season-ending injury to a big. Did you see DJ Callen? Did you see the heart go out of Luke's face?
Yes.
Look at the
I feel for these guys, the fans.
Yeah, Olivier Prosper. He is a serious right wrist injury and is expected to require season-ending surgery.
Oh my.
He was another big. So this, I mean, they're already without Gafford. They're already without
Luka.
Luka, but they're already without AD. They're already without Lively. Mm-hmm. This kid was getting a lot of minutes.
Holy damn, man. Holy crap.
That's a job I can't have, being around Nico Harris.
Dude.
I feel. For probably the first time in my life, I kind of feel for Klay Thompson as well. I mean, he went there to try to go compete, team that was just in the championship, and now he looks around, and it's like, oh, my gosh. This is terrible.
Klay about to go down with one himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Coach, I felt something. I think I need to.
I felt something pop. Good God, man. What is going on, man?
Wild.
They have got to, they are literally in Pets' heads are falling off territory. Mm-hmm. Like, we've reached. Good God, man. What is going on, man? That is the wildest thing. I have never in my life, I don't believe, seen the basketball gods respond like this.
Well,
and then Luka just going off last night.
It's going to happen anyone, though. Man. I mean, Dallas is a good spot.
It's like somebody in New Orleans or someone has a voodoo doll of Nico Harrison and they're pushing the areas, but it's happening to his players on the doll instead of him. It's the stomach here for him. Here's a leg. Here's a knee. It's, oh my God.
Yeah, so I got dick in the face, Craig.
I mean,
I don't know if that was Nico, but it is awfully bad.
See if he's okay.
5 o'clock fire coming up next. Somebody send a prayer out for Nico and his family. 5 o'clock fire coming up next. Texans make a big move and take a big step to fixing their number one issue on this team in the offseason. That's coming up next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.